his glider throwing bombs. Green Goblin, he be yelling.
So with time and Spidey's climbing, dropping crime, and all the villains. Black on black on black, you are here with DJ.
God damn, nigga.
Well, bro, you hooked up your own microphones.
You blasted my shit wide open.
You hooked up your own headphones. You hooked up your own headphones. It sounds fine in my shit. You should have turned that level down, boo-boo.
Boo-boo. Anyways.
Boo-boo.
God damn. Welcome to Black on Black on Black, I fucking guess. This is D-Fantastic.
Metal version.
And bitch-ass DJ Queen.
Jeez. Metal version.
You gotta, look, if you're gonna do a metal, like, voice, you gotta get the growl down. Come on, man.
I can't do that growl.
No! No, it's gotta come deeper from that.
I didn't smoke enough as a child.
I didn't smoke either. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
I mean, I was hitting hella blunts, but you know.
So there you are.
Anyways,
there you are.
Jesus Christ. So this is Black on Black on Black. We're here every Monday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it is a show about a Bay Area native and a transfer from the city south. We explore the real San Francisco in the greater Bay Area, finding scenes, creating memes, and being obscene. Listen to the show to find out what's going on in the city and the area, where to find it, and to learn about the local artists who make it all happen. Okay, so do we have any events to highlight or
so
not?
So I have one that I'm going to plug right now, and then after our first break, I have a couple more that I'm still waiting for a little bit more details on. But there's a lot of good things happening at the Stork this weekend. So one, Friday, October 24th, there is some live music happening there from Valley Wolf, Malagrena. Oh, I'm sorry, Malagrena and Los Squatches, which are friends of ours, and I'm super excited to check them out because they never play in Oakland. It's going to be exciting. So there will be some DJs also playing. The show is at 8 p.m. at the Stork Club in Oakland, which is off of Telegraph. It is going to be a punk show. It's 21 and up. You can buy your tickets ahead of time for $12, or you can pay at the door, which will be $18. And then on Saturday, there's a couple of things going on that day. The first thing that I'll plug is another Stork Club event, which is the Hot Goth Halloween. That's going to be fun. If you've never been to a Hot Goth event, they do them monthly at Stork Club. This one's going to be Halloween edition, which is going to make it super cool, super punky, super goth.
Yeah.
So you can buy your tickets ahead of time for that too, and that'll be $10 ahead of time, $15 probably at the door. And so I'll start with those two, and then there's a couple other shows I'm waiting for friends so I can plug that. But a lot of good spooky things happening out there, y'all.
Hell yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. And when is the Hot Goth Night again?
That is Saturday, October 25th.
Mm.
And the doors open.
This Saturday.
Yeah,
it's Are you going to be in town or are you gone?
I'm going to a Lotus Fest, which I will plug as soon as I get more of the details on that. There will be a festival in Santa Rosa called Lotus Fest, which will feature a number of San Francisco Bay Area artists. More about that to come. So I will actually be there at Santa Rosa. If we come back that night, I plan to come to this late.
Okay, right. That's right.
I think everyone in our community should absolutely go on the Friday show because Los Squatches is like Deepa and Angel's band.
Right.
And so we absolutely should go for that.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what to do because it's my husband's birthday this weekend.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I'm like, wait, which one should we, you know, get the babysitter for and hit the streets?
Come on the Friday one. Because a lot of our communities.
That's
coming.
True, but Baby on a Rampage is also playing that night. So I'm trying to figure out like which one to go to. It's in Berkeley. Where's Los Squatches?
It's at the Store Club.
Right.
It's in Oakland.
It's close.
Yeah, it's close.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm definitely going to be at that one.
Yeah, so let me, when are they playing again?
I love that we're just making plans online.
Anyway, sorry. Okay, yeah, we'll talk more about it later. Yeah, but yes, sorry. Yeah, so, okay.
And then I will plug a couple other ones, because on Saturday, there's like Lotus Fest going on in Santa Rosa. There's also Bandas en Nombre is doing their free show at the, oh my God, what park is it? The Salesforce Park, they're going to have a free show and drag. And so that is going to be Saturday during the daytime. Mm-hmm. So I'll come back with a whole list of Saturday events in case you want to try and do everything. Probably not going to happen, but there'll be some stuff in San Francisco, some stuff in Oakland, some stuff in also the Northern Bay Area part. So
yeah.
A lot of good stuff for y'all.
Yeah. No, yeah.
So I'm going to New Orleans, so I won't be here for actual spooky day.
Yeah.
But I will next week share what I'm going to do in New Orleans in case we have out of state listeners.
You know what? Yeah, absolutely. I would love that. I would love for out of state listeners to tune in. So yeah, okay. Well, we have a lot to talk about, so I'm gonna go ahead and get into the Would You Rather.
So much.
You know, we're gonna gone for a little while because my ass is out of town and such. And so there's a lot of like world events and such. Let's get into the Would You Rather. My Would You Rather prompt or question of today is related to the protests that we're gonna talk about later. Okay, so Would You Rather, the protest protocol for like responding to aggravated protesters are lots of huge or various size dildos dipped in a vat of anonymous semen that is then shot at you, okay?
Huh.
Or
shot at me out of what?
Out of like a dildo gun. So imagine.
Okay, can you compare that to what it would be like? What's a comparative real gun?
Probably like a, what do you call it? Rubber bullet sort of situation.
Okay, great. Keep it going. I needed to know that mechanism.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Or instead they respond with excrement mist, you know? So it's a mist of excrement. Yeah.
I'll take the excrement mist.
Are you not worried about it getting
into
your lungs?
Have you ever seen someone get shot with a rubber bullet?
No. I'm not, no. But
have you ever seen someone get shot with a rubber bullet?
Because that shit is gnarly. No, for sure. But my concern with the excrement mist is eyes, nose, like all they getting in your lungs.
Yeah, but if you go to protest, you usually are people give you a protocol on what to wear before.
I'm aware of that.
And a lot of the things.
But if the mist is misting, dude, it's in your clothes, it's in your hair.
Yeah,
like,
but I would be more. I would be fine with it being in my hair, on my clothes.
What?
I go to protest in clothes I don't give a fuck about.
I know, but hair to me is
and
one of
I
my
can
major
I
concerns.
Can wash my hair, and usually I tend to cover my head with a beanie.
Yeah.
When I just if I feel like there's a protest that could go left, I just don't want anything that could identify me, and I feel like my hair is a very identifiable thing.
Of course,
thing.
Yeah, so is mine. Yeah.
So I usually wear a beanie. So right. I'm gonna wear a beanie. I definitely will have some sort of thing covering my face. I'll take the mist.
You're gonna take the mist.
I'm gonna take the mist.
I can't.
It's gonna be horrible. I'm gonna hate it.
The smell. I'm concerned about pneumonia, dude.
I'm not getting shot.
Excrement
I'm
pneumonia.
I'm not getting shot with a dildo, bro. Out of a gun. Out of some sort of a mechanism that shoots at the same sort of like pressure as a bullet. It doesn't even bother me that much that it has like random semen on it, although that absolutely
that bothers me
that absolutely is a thing. What? But like just
the, oh my god,
just the idea of taking one of them shits to the chest, bro. I already have asthma. I don't need my chest caved in like that.
Oh, so your asthma. Fuck your asthma with the excrement mist.
I'm going to have something over my face anyway, bro. No, like, uh-uh.
Dude. I mean, you're going to be breathing that shit in.
No, not if you have, like, one of those, like, really industrial.
A gas mask?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess.
Sam has so many of those.
I'm sure, but I'm just saying, all right, well.
Yep.
I'm taking dildos.
Woo!
I'm not going to get
I hope you don't get hit in the face.
I'm not.
So I really hope you don't get in the. There's not a mask in the world that's gonna help you in that situation, baby girl.
I'm just not gonna get that close.
I I'm sorry. Have you seen someone get shot with a rubber bullet?
I have, but I'm online. I'm not getting that close.
You don't need to be that close.
I'm gonna tell you
right now. You don't need to be that close.
All I'm saying is that I'm saying behind. You know.
I get it. The mist.
I think would allow me to feel a certain level of filth that I don't know how I can come back from.
Yeah, I could come back from it. I cannot. I've lived in a very dirty city for a long time. I've sat on BART many of times. I've seen horrendous things. I've sat next to someone doing crack on BART.
Crack is different than fecal matter, like in your hair.
All I'm saying is that, like, I was around when BART had cloth seats.
And that's terrible.
And yeah, I know.
Did you sit down?
Yep, sure did. And so when I tell you that I will take the excrement mist, I'll do it. I'll be fine. I'm not taking a dildo to. I'm not taking a rubber dildo to the fucking chest.
I'm not. I don't think that would happen to me.
I love what you think. Oh, it's not gonna happen.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not taking. I'm not. Nope.
Whatever. Yeah.
And your hair is acting like a straight up like a home like.
You think they're gonna be zoomed in on me because of my hair? It is blue. It's liberal.
Point whoever hits that bitch with the blue hair.
Oh, for sure. She looks gay anyways. Give her all the dildos.
Also, never mind the extreme horror of just witnessing people getting taken out.
By dildos?
Yeah, bro.
Covered in semen?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be pretty bad.
Because they're going to go through the skin. Like, you are going to see some, you're going to see some people with some really bad, really, really bad stuff.
I'm just going to be way in the back, bro.
I'm sorry, nah.
I'm way far, way away.
That's cool.
I'm gonna have shields and shit, man. I cannot take excrement mist. I'm sorry.
I love that for you. I'm sorry. I'm
the mist.
Not taking.
I can't. How do I get home? How do I take a shower?
Like, how do you get home? What do you mean? How do you get home? You get home on the bus. You get home. What do you mean? You just get
excrement?
Home.
Covered just in excrement.
Bring extra clothes. Bring extra clothes. I'm sorry.
I can't.
I'm gonna bring extra clothes. Well, I'm gonna wear a beanie. Like, I got this. Like,
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you feel so confident about this.
Yeah, I really absolutely do.
I feel confident that I will avoid the dildos.
Okay, good luck.
I feel very, very confident about that.
I love the idea of, like, potentially seeing this going on the news and just watching you in, like, various replays take a dildo to the face.
Wow.
And just be like...
That's what you want. I
would just be like, man, I told her this wasn't going to be a... I told her. Damn, bro.
Whatever. Anyway, so, yeah. Should we get into some music?
So, in honor of D'Angelo's passing, which we will talk about after this next musical break, I have created a Neo Soul playlist, which I really, really hope that you all enjoy. We're going to go through some different flavors of Neo Soul. We're just going to start out with traditional and then work our way up to more of what is that newer age sort of Neo Soul, or people who were influenced heavily by Neo Soul sounds like. So I hope people enjoy. Rest in power, D'Angelo.
About this girl, maybe I should. I met her in Philly, and her name was Brasha. See, we be making love constantly. That's why my eyes are a shade, blood burgundy. The way that we kiss isn't like any other way that I be kissing. When I'm kissing, what I'm missing, won't you listen? Brown sugar, babe. I guess high up your love, I don't know how to behave. I'm even when you're close to me. You love me right down to my knees. And whenever you let me hit it, sweet like honey when it comes to me. Skin is caramel with the cocoa eyes. Even got a big sister by the name of Chocolate Top. Brown sugar, babe, I guess high off of love, don't know how to behave. Got me open, now I want some more. Always down for a menage a trois, but I think I'm here to solo. Who my niggas don't mind. Stick out my tongue and I'm about ready to hit this pretty, pretty bitty with my sisters. Yo, I don't think y'all hit. Brown sugar, babe, I guess high off of love, don't know how to behave.
Thanks, he was another, and I'd lie for you and cry for you, pop for you, break for you, hate for you, and I'll hate you too if you want me to. I gotta do my love for you, driving school for you, pain.
Yeah. is my king. King is my one. Yes, he's my father. Yes, he's my son. I can talk to him, cause he understands everything I go through and everything I am. He's my support system. I can't live without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hugs, his lips, his touch. And I just want the whole world to know about my black brother. I love you, and I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever true. Cause you're my black brother, strong brother, and there is no one above you. Misunderstood. Yeah. Some say that he's up to no good around the neighborhood. But for your information, a lot of my brothers got education. Now check it. You got your Wall Street brother, your blue collar brother, your down for whatever, chilling on the corner brother, your talented brother. And to every one of y'all behind bars, you know that Angie loves you. By my black brother, I love you. I'll never try to hurt you.
No, no, no.
I want you to know that I'm here for you, for you, because
you're my
brother, strong brother. There is no one above you.
I'll never hurt you.
I want you to know that I'm here for you forever.
Brother, brother,
brother, brother, strong brother. There is no one.
There is no one.
I want you to know that I'm here for you forever true. You mean so much to me. You give me what I need. I'm so
I said, I'm so proud.
I love you for staying strong. You got it going on. I'm so proud of you. Going through thick and thin. Brothers, you're gonna win. I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud of you.
Whenever you're facing doubt, brothers, gonna work it out. I'm so proud.
I got no shakeable faith.
I want you to know that I'm here for you. I'm here for you.
My brother,
strong brother.
There is no one other.
I want you to know that I'm here for you.
Only you.
Say, but you lie. I know you're lying, babe. You see your mind might be made up, but your heart has got its own plans. There's no one to blame.
Welcome back!
Yeah! Welcome back to Black on Black on Black. This is
Dee
Fantastic.
We black.
I mean, yeah, we are black. This is Dee Fantastic and
DJ Queen.
So, if you didn't notice during our last segment, what was the last song called?
That is Chem, and that is, oh my god. loves calling my name.
Yeah. So we're playing a lot of R&B because we lost a big symbol in the R&B scene over this past week. For those who don't know, D'Angelo, also known as, you know, their stage name D'Angelo and their regular name Michael Eugene Archer, died on October 14th. Mm. And so he was an American singer, songwriter, musician, record producer, widely regarded as the pioneer of neo-soul. So, yes. Like, what we've been listening to is neo-soul. Mm-hmm. Because, like, traditional soul kind of leans into, like, 60s vibe, right? So this, mm-hmm. This is, like, the neo-soul movement of the 90s, and mm-hmm. he was, like, a pioneer of that. Billboard named him one of the greatest R&B artists, while Rolling Stone magazine ranked him as one of the 200 greatest singers of all time.
Yeah.
In 2025, he was inducted into the National R&B Hall of Fame.
As he should.
Of course. Mm-hmm. His debut album, Brown Sugar, which was released in 1995, was certified platinum and received widespread acclaim from music artists who have then credited the album with ushering in the neo-soul movement, right? It featured the title track, like, Cruisin' and Lady, you know, all that. And so D'Angelo has also collaborated with artists like Angie Stone, Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill, with whom he performed the 1998 song Nothing Even Matters from her album The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, which if you don't know that album, where the fuck are you?
What's happening?
What has happened to you?
We should have a day where we play that album. Oh, for sure. About themes all over that.
Absolutely,
album.
Absolutely. Yeah. His next album, Voodoo, which came out in 2000, actually debuted at number one in the U.S. Billboard.
A cover alone.
And yeah, I mean, received widespread critical acclaim, also certified platinum, and the third single, untitled "How Does It Feel?" alongside an incredibly impactful music video, which we're going to talk about later, okay?
I feel wrong talking about that video, given how much he was like, I didn't want this to happen, but also the video.
Like, nigga, I'm sorry.
That video!
Okay, so anyway, so the song earned him the Grammy Award for Best Male R&B Vocal Performance, while the album itself won Best R&B Album. And so... Afterwards, and funnily enough, D'Angelo was, like, really uncomfortable with everyone being, like, he's a sex symbol. And so he had a lot of, like, serious struggles, which was, like, depression, drug addiction, alcoholism, which then he kind of just shut all that off. So after 2000, he kind of just took a big step back. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, pretty much stayed out of the eye for a decade. And then he released his third and final album, Black Messiah, which debuted in the top 5 of the U.S. Billboard 200. Isn't that wild? You disappear for 10 years, and then you're back.
Well, that's impact.
Yeah.
Maybe Neo Soul is his... It's his baby.
It's
his genre.
Yeah.
It's his genre.
It won a Best R&B Album at the 58th Grammy Awards, while the single Really Love won Best R&B Song. It was nominated for Record of the Year.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, he also contributed to the song Unshaken, which is on the 2018 video game of Red Dead Redemption 2.
That's a good song. I've definitely heard that song before.
Yeah. And so, unfortunately, he was in the midst of making a fourth album, which I'm sure, you know, will be kind of produced and mastered and all that after his death. But he was in the midst of producing it when he died this year of pancreatic cancer on the 14th of October.
Yeah, which was a very private battle.
Yeah. He never said anything. No one said anything.
I thought at Angie Stone's funeral that he looked a little haggard, but I assumed it was him dealing with the grief.
Sure.
Of losing Angie Stone, especially since they shared a child together.
Yep.
That relationship was I think it's worth noting that relationship was a little bit weird, but like we don't have to get super into it.
Right.
I didn't put it in here, but I kind of want to get into it. You know, and I think it's worth mentioning along with the convert. It's worth mentioning along with the song of How Does It Feel? I'm talking about, which I see you have noted as like a discussion topic.
Yeah.
I thought in going back to the original point, I thought looking at him at that funeral that he seemed a bit haggard. And now knowing what we know, I do wonder if that was just the cancer taking its toll. It's a super it's a sad loss, like deeply felt.
No, I mean, the whole black community, I was aghast. Mourned. I didn't even have to text you. I knew you knew.
It was like I had a couple people reach out
yeah
Which is why I felt it was really important to have a neo soul playlist, just because like it was such a, it's such a genre of music that pulls in multi generations. And I even recently watched a Sly and the Family Stone documentary produced by Questlove, and he's like one of the main people talking about that impact of the music and how it bled into neo soul, and also the sort of like, what is Black genius? Like, what is the burden of that? What is the gift of that? And just like, watching it after he had passed, it was great to just like have his thoughts and reflections about someone, the craft, because he studied Sly. He studied Prince. He was super talented, deeply entrenched, played multiple instruments, hid behind a piano like sometimes Prince did, like was all about his craft, you know? And so to kind of be able to peel back that layer and see him talk about it after he passed was like really just such a gift.
So I do want to talk about Angie Stone and D'Angelo's relationship. D'Angelo was 19 when Angie Stone got with him, and she was 30 years old.
They were 19 when they went public. Is potentially that they met when he was 17. Younger. She was in her 30s.
Right. Yeah. Well, hold on. She was the late 20s.
By 19, she was in her 30s already. They got like a 12-year age gap.
Regardless, that is
extremely inappropriate. Yeah,
and it begs to like, you know, the whole issue of, I mean, sexualization of young Black men.
Yeah,
as well as like why he may have issues with being so overly sexualized.
Yeah,
I mean, you come out the blocks at 18 as an adult, quote unquote. Yeah, which I don't know if I agree with that, but you know, then you get groomed, and I mean, I fully agree. I'm like, you cannot 30 year old and 19 year old, like, that's not, you know. And now if you talk about 30 year old and a 42 year old, whatever, fine, whatever, that's different. You're grown. You've already got your life together, and
your brain has fully developed.
Your brain is fully developed. You've got your own shit together. Like, but this is so. So I think I felt like it did like play a part in like not wanting to be so sexualized anymore. Yeah, you know?
And I mean, when he got with Angie Stone, he was on the come up. He produced a lot of one of her albums, and I mean, when he started taking off is when they separated. They do have a child together.
Yeah,
And so there was a child that came out of that relationship. I have heard Angie Stone talk about that relationship my whole entire life. I've never heard D'Angelo really talk about that relationship.
Of course not. Because, I mean, I think some of that stuff that happens to you in your formative years, especially with such a power dynamic, not only with her also being, when they first got together, as successful, but also being older. I mean, I can't imagine the kind of mind fuckery that went into that, you know?
Yeah, and he may not have even realized it. Hi! Hello!
There's a dog in the studio.
What a dog! Oh!
Yeah,
we like all of our fur babies.
Yeah, this dog is adorable. You should see. It has like the biggest ears. It's amazing.
Yeah, so fluffy.
So fluffy. So fluffy.
Bye.
And so, I mean, I think that it's just difficult.
He may have not seen it like that. I've talked to many Black men who have
men in general.
But especially I've talked to a lot of Black men too who have absolutely been taken advantage of in their youth, and they don't see it that way. And I've even gotten to arguments, and they were like, no. I was like, you were 5 and that woman was 19. There's no way. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
there's
that is sexual abuse. Child sexual abuse.
And I think it's a multitude of things. I think it's always hard to admit you've been taken advantage of and a victim. And I think it's doubly hard as a man to admit that a woman took advantage of you. I think there's definitely some sort of like masculinity things that go into that, in terms of like, there's no way a woman can take advantage of you, you know? And I think on the woman's, I think a lot of women get away with doing stuff like that, you know, because of their gender, and get to hide behind it. And it's not okay, especially given how over sexualized Black men in general tend to be.
Yep.
It's really something that needs to be looked out for. It needs to be talked about. I would love to see more men coming out and talk about it. Shout out to Terry Crews, who talks about it. It talks about the fact that he's been taken advantage of, yep. and like stands on that. That is an experience he had, and it's not okay. And
no.
it doesn't make him any less of a man admitting it.
No,
you know?
Not at all.
I think it's a super controversial thing to talk about. I even see it online, like people making AI things. They're like, oh, Angie Stone and Angela are back together. And people have been like, they were not together at their death.
Yeah.
Why would they be together in heaven?
That's not how that works.
That relationship was weird. Like, yeah. It was not okay.
It was not okay.
Yeah.
It really was not okay. So I'm hoping he's at peace now. I know we struggle with a lot of things, but we just want to give a shout out to D'Angelo for just creating Neo Soul, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you for that. We love that. Many children have been conceived to those songs.
How does it feel?
Okay, so can we talk about that video though?
We should talk about the video. We're gonna talk about it in multiple facets, but yes, we should absolutely talk about it.
Okay.
If you have never seen that video, you need to go see it,
especially if you like men.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
Even if you're questioning whether you like men.
Or if you think you like men, just look up this video. So anyways, there's this video, and it is for the How Does It Feel song. And it is essentially D'Angelo against black backdrop.
Yeah.
And from what I can tell, he is completely naked. But there's like a focus on him, and it's, yeah. But you can't see anything below like the groinal, like...
Thinking about the way of the video, because the video is just him singing the song.
Yes, gorgeous.
And
it starts
with just a close up of his face.
Right. And so you're like, okay, cool.
It slowly starts panning out.
And you see his shoulders, then his chest, then his arms,
abs. You get
then
to the little V things.
Yeah.
And you get to those little V things.
Right.
I mean,
the V lines.
They get to the top portion of his hips.
I'm not going to say what they're called in other terms. it is so blatantly like it's yeah. Anyways, yeah. So
there's moments where he's looking down, like right. He's going. The directions that must have been given to him as he was going.
This is female gaze to the max.
Oh, it's all female gaze.
So, I will. It's so funny because, unfortunately, whatever you want to say, since he passed, people have been like talking about that video online.
Yeah,
and so many women are like, I realized then and there, I loved men.
And so many gay men have loved men. Also, been like, I realized then and there.
That's the video that sealed the deal for me, which is so funny. You know what?
Yeah.
You know, good for them. Good for them.
And there's also this other side to it, right? Where, like, before D'Angelo even shot that video, he was kind of at odds with his label about doing it. For one, this D'Angelo was a person who was very introverted and also like hid behind the music, and so he was worried.
Yeah.
He was worried that this would get sensationalized, that it would take away from the music. And the label was like, no, this song is gonna put the music on. And to be fair, they both were right.
Yeah.
That being the single released ahead of Voodoo's release absolutely contributed to the skyrocketing of that
album. Oh, yes. Yeah.
And it resulted in, as D'Angelo went on tour, people just shouting at him to take off his clothes all the time.
Yeah.
And that's
hurtful. That's painful.
It caused him to have anxiety.
No.
There would be times he wouldn't do the show because he felt like he wasn't in a good enough physical condition.
Yeah.
The band have talked about him stopping the show to go do push-ups in the back to make sure his... Yeah, you know, it caused him to like really, really spin out because, you know, that was obviously what people wanted, you know, and so there's a double-edged sword with that.
Of course, absolutely. And, like, we can't ignore the fact that, like, celebrities, when they do those sorts of things, like, I think a lot of people just gloss over the fact that, oh my god, they're attractive, why do they not want to be wanted? And I'm like, dude, like, I would never want to be the hottest woman on earth.
No.
Because the things that people say and do and react mm-hmm. and like do to you is just horrible. You know, you just get reduced and it's sad.
I mean, the harassment we already see.
You know, the harassment. And I'm like a six on a good day.
Woo, baby.
I'm a six on a good day. And I'm just like trying to live. And the men are just like, my penis, I don't care.
Show me your pussy.
I don't care.
Like, what's happening?
I don't care. Like, I swear to God, dude. I swear to God. Anyways.
It's intense. It's intense.
Yeah, so that's D'Angelo. Forever big shout out to him.
That's just power.
And just be mindful of how we treat people. You know, I think that quite honestly, with things like, especially that video, like, just be thankful that anyone's even showing you their body like that.
Yeah, bro.
Be thankful. You know, take it. You get turned on if you want, but just, like, don't reduce them to just a piece of meat. They're still a person.
And if you're at home saying that, well, if he didn't want that attention, he shouldn't show your body, I want you to think about if you said that to a woman.
Yeah.
But, like, we know that if you say that to a woman, you absolutely can't say that.
Yeah, can't say that.
Everything is about consent.
Yes.
Here. Yeah. And that person's sexuality is not just for you.
Yeah.
That is for them primarily. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so consent in all moments is king, queen, everything.
100%.
So just everything that you're thinking, that you might be thinking in your head, and like, oh, well,